الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. We're still in this chapter that you should command that which is correct and forbid that which is wrong. That is not just encouragement, but command and to stop it. We read the first ayat, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, that there should be one group amongst you whose exclusive job and work is justice. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the specific job description, wazifa of this ummah, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, that you are the best of all nations. And in which way are you the best? What is your fazilat? Which way are you the best? Ukhrijat linnas, that you have been taken out not for your benefit, not for your enjoyment, but for people. That is for the benefit of people. And the real benefit of people, the deen comes into their lives. That they prepare for their akhirat. They make the eternal life of the akhirat, the life of the qabr, on the day of qiyamah. And after that go eternally to Jannah and be saved from Jahannam. That is the work of this ummah, that they've been taken out for the whole of mankind. We should be giving da'wah all the time. And this is the work of the whole ummah, they should be doing this. And together with that, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, that you command that what is right, wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, and you forbid that from what is evil. Ma'ruf are all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That you command the people that they should observe those commandments. And munkar are all the forbidden things, that you should forbid all those things. But in our own homes today, we don't do that. We are supposed to be doing it for the whole of mankind. But even in our own homes, we don't command the right. We don't encourage the right, but in fact we encourage the wrong thing, the ways of the lives of the kuffar. Those things are so prevalent and common amongst us. So we should see very much in which direction we are going. And especially in this month of Rabiul Awwal, where so many people are celebrating Maulud, etc. In this world, all that, we were supposed to be the people to stop all that. But we are the ones who are doing all those things. Well, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed his life, sacrificed his family, not only his sweat, but he let his blood flow for the ummah. And today the ummah is doing the very opposite things. So we should consider very much what we are supposed to be doing, what we are doing, and what our duty is. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal on this ayat and on the whole Quran Sharif and all the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well.